This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are talking with Carol Michaels, the founder of the Recovery Fitness Cancer Exercise Program. She is an award-winning fitness professional, the author of Exercises for Cancer Survivors, and has created two cancer exercise DVDs. Her mission is to improve the recovery process from cancer surgery and treatments. Carol, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. Thanks for coming out this morning. So how did you determine that there was a need for this program?
Well, you know, I've been a fitness professional for 18 years, and I started working with a lot of clients that had cancer. Cancer had been part of my world for 30 years. You know, I saw my family, friends, clients battle cancer, and saw that they wanted to exercise, but there was no program out there for them. They weren't quite ready to go back to their gym, and there was a need for specialized exercise programming to help them in their recovery.
And when can a cancer survivor start to exercise? How long is the moment from when they do finish their procedure until they can actually begin to exercise?
Right. So you can start to exercise as soon as you speak to your health professional. So check with your doctor before. I always recommend to start moving as soon as possible. You know, as soon as you have clearance from your health professional, just start walking, start moving, start working with a physical therapist or cancer exercise specialist. Your surgery, your treatment, your fitness level, and healing speed will guide the progression of the exercises. You know, everything is always changing, so you always have to monitor your blood count, your muscle and joint pain, nausea, and fatigue. But the good thing is that all the recent research shows that even if you're undergoing treatment, if you're undergoing chemotherapy, it is a good idea to try to move a little bit. Do a little bit of exercise according to your fatigue level, because it could actually decrease fatigue. So that's really important information for cancer survivors to know.
What are some of the common side effects caused by cancer surgery and treatment?
So there are so many side effects that cancer survivors have after surgery and treatments. First of all, the surgery itself can create adhesions, and all the adhesions or the scar tissue, that can really limit range of motion. So that's really one of the most important things that you need to deal with. So many times people will have surgery and they'll have a frozen shoulder, or just you know, wherever they do have the surgery, that area just is limited in its mobility. So you have to have specialized exercise programming, special stretches to help increase the range of motion. You know, this way it will help decrease pain, decrease numbness, and decrease tightness. Another side effect that you get from the radiation is fatigue. So again, you know, it seems counterintuitive, but if you have fatigue, exercise can help. Radiation also causes tightness and stiffness. So for those who undergo radiation, you need to really continue to stretch, not only for months after the radiation, but sometimes tightness can linger on almost for a year, maybe longer. So stretching becomes a very important part of an exercise program. Another side effect that we see very often from the chemotherapy is balance. Many times balance can be affected, and you really do need to start a good balance training program to help. You also need a balanced program because some of the chemotherapies can cause neuropathy. So some people, you know, feel some numbness many times in the feet. And obviously, if you, you know, there's numbness in the feet, that can create some balance issues. So the best thing that you can do is strengthen all of the muscles involved in balance, which mean the legs and the core. So this way it could really help improve balance. Another very common side effect is from the hormonal therapy that can cause joint pain. And again, the good news is that recent studies have shown that exercise can help decrease some of the joint pain that people feel due to some of the hormonal therapies. So again, you know, there are many side effects that cancer survivors have to deal with, and the sooner you start a exercise program after receiving medical clearance, the better chance of improving the recovery process.
Certainly appreciate that feedback there. Now, today we are with Carol Michaels, the founder of the Recovery Fitness Cancer Exercise Program here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Carol, how can the Recovery Fitness Cancer Exercise Program help reduce these side effects?
So it really can help reduce the side effects because the first thing we start to do is stretch. We start a rehabilitative type stretching program. So this will help with improving the range of motion and flexibility that we often see. As soon as you're able to have about 80 or 90% of your range of motion, we then start adding strength training. And strength training helps tremendously because one of the side effects of cancer surgery and treatments is called sarcopenia, where the muscle mass actually decreases and the fat increases. The fat to muscle ratio changes. So strength training is a great way of increasing that muscle mass. By increasing the muscle mass, also that will help in weight control. Believe it or not, for some cancer survivors, especially breast cancer survivors, some of those treatments can cause weight gain. So through strength training, that's a very good way of keeping weight under control. Some of the side effects that are helped by the Recovery Fitness Cancer Exercise Program are also increased energy and concentration and confidence by exercising and getting your strength back. Also, if you exercise in small groups, which I really do recommend, it also becomes a support group. So the camaraderie and the support of the exercise group is just so great for emotional improvement.
And lastly, how can a cancer survivor find a cancer exercise specialist? What is your recommendation?
Yes, that many times is very difficult. In our country, there are very few specialized programs for cancer survivors. So the best thing to do is you can go on the ACSM website where they do list certified fitness professionals that are certified in this field. There are a few other programs out there. The Cancer Exercise Training Institute. The other thing that you can do is look for various DVDs that are out there for cancer exercise. I have two that you can find on Amazon. The reason I developed these two DVDs is that there are not a lot of exercise programs out there for cancer survivors, and this way you can exercise in the comfort of your home if you need to take care of kids or parents and can't leave the house. It's a very good way of getting your fitness level back and improving your recovery processed right in the comfort of your own home.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information in all regards and also to be in contact with you online?
Yes. The best way to get more information on this is to look at my website, which is www.carolmichaelsfitness.com. And there's also a very helpful website, www.recoveryfitness.net. I have a new book out called Exercises for Cancer Survivors, which will describe the side effects that cancer survivors might have and some of the very helpful exercises that are in the Recovery Fitness Exercise Program that could help improve your recovery process.
Well, Carol, I certainly appreciate the insight and information. In closing, do you have any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners this morning?
I do, yes. I recommend that exercise be part of treatment for every cancer survivor because all of the research now is suggesting that exercise can decrease the chance of recurrence for some cancers. And I find that information so powerful, and that's one reason that I am so passionate about getting the word out about the importance of exercise.
Carol, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate the time spent here this morning.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Carol Michaels, the founder of the Recovery Fitness Cancer Exercise Program, an award-winning fitness professional. She's also the author of Exercises for Cancer Survivors and has created two cancer exercise DVDs. Her mission is to improve the recovery process from cancer surgery and treatments, and the websites of reference is carolmichaelsfitness.com as well as recoveryfitness.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Information and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.